Item 15A, staff reports. Any reports, Gail?
Yeah, just a few things. Siegel is working on our annual evaluation for last year, as well as the experience study, which will be presented later this year. And Chiron is also working on the actuarial audit. We've been having some discussions with them on that. And also to follow up on some additional items the board previously decided on, we are working on our custodian conversion from State Street to Northern Trust. Our targeted conversion date is March 1st, and that's moving along nicely. We are in negotiations for the new building lease. We're going through that with them. We're in the middle of that. And when I have some other updates, I'll provide that in the future. And then I did want to mention, I did receive a question from a trustee whether or not we had an AED, an automated external defibrillator. And we do have one present in the office to assist if there's member or staff or trustee issues. We also have a staff safety committee that's also trained in the use of it.
So. Can't imagine what prompted that question, right?
There's a recent, are you joking? There was a recent story about someone who was saved because there was an incident on ice. And
I was thinking about our agenda item.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now you're going, oh.
Anything else?
I think that's enough.
Okay. 15B, outside professionals. Harvey, anything?
Yeah, if I may, and promise to be brief, but I wanted to, I think this is a development that this board would like to know about as well. About 2 weeks ago, we got a very favorable ruling for Orange County Retirement System from the Court of Appeals. In a dispute that we had with a participating employer who refused to pay their contributions. This was the Orange County School District, the Office of Education.
Small.
Participating employer in OSERS up until the late 70s, at which point they decided to take all their new people and go into CalPERS. So they had a pool of employees who were still participating in OSERS. And they went through the last period of time. They were pooled, which we don't have here anymore, but they were pooled with the county as a rate group, you know, because they had the same formula. And so nobody really paid much attention because they were a small group and it was diminishing over time. It got to the point where their last employee retired. And at that point, this coincided with OSERS trying to figure out, well, what do you do with the contributions that are still owed, especially the unfunded liability, by an employer who's got a closed plan, essentially? Well, the Department of Education took the initiative and said, once our last employee retires, we're not paying anymore. Our obligation's over.
How high was their unfunded liability?
$3 million.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So they decided to stop paying.
Sure. Why not?
And we sent them a bill for $3 million, yeah. But amortized over 25 years. And they said, you can think of the words that they used that I won't say publicly. And so we said, no, back to them. And so a lawsuit ensued. We got a judgment very early on in the case in favor of OSERS. They took it to the Court of Appeals. Last month, we got a ruling unanimously from the Court of Appeals. It's an important ruling because it really goes through the discretion of a retirement board to set the contribution rates and collect the money from the employer. And avoiding an employer who's pooled in that case with a county from essentially shifting its unfunded liability to the county to have to pay. So it's a very good ruling. The court did not order it published, however, but we've asked that it be published. Last week we filed that. Three or four other systems weighed in to encourage publication. So if it's published, it'll be citable by everyone. But it's a very strong ruling. You have it now, maybe we can circulate it so you can see. But a very strong ruling in favor of boards like this to set the contribution rates and demand that the employer pay for its liabilities. We thought it was a pretty obvious matter, but they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to litigate.
Well, did the school district argue they had paid their fair share, but it was the county's fault because the county, you know, who they were pooled with?
The school district said you didn't send us a bill, and you sent it to us after the fact. And we no, they actually made the argument that when our last employee, because they said your bill for the contributions was a percentage of payroll. Our payroll is zero, therefore we don't owe anything.
Okay.
And we said, no.
Yeah, you still have it.
We do a percentage of payroll as a convenience.
Right.
You owe us the dollar amount. We just happen to say, you know, in the ordinary course with an employer that's got an active payroll, we give you a contribution rate that you deduct against your payroll. But make no mistake, you still owe the money. That's just one way that a retirement board can collect the money an employer owes. The other way is just to collect the money. So we don't, it is not, and they thought they had a clever argument. They said, well, percentage of payroll zero, therefore we don't pay.
Harvey, what would have happened if OSERS had lost?
The county would have had a big unfunded liability.
Well, it never crossed my mind. I'm sorry.
Big F. What would have been the next step?
The county would have paid.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Just
if they were in the same rate group with the county, it would have been washed into the county's unfunded liability, and the bill would have gone to the county to pay.
So I know we've talked about the variations on this over the years, but obviously from a pure mathematical point of view, you could reduce the benefits now going to the retiree group.
Only Bruce has that ability.
I say purely mathematical. That was my...
Well, no, not even math. It's not even worth thinking about.
You could calculate it. That's my point. But whether or not you could collect it...
You can't do it.
You can't do it. All right. No. I mean, there's no variation out here in this kind
not
of background.
Not for a system like Sarah.
Was this a deck relief case, or did you sue on the statute?
Or that. It started out... We filed a writ to command them to make their contributions.
Because they had a... Yeah, mandatory
and then
duty.
We got, and they stopped paying. So in the interim, during the litigation, we also got a writ commanding them to pay while the case proceeded. So we've been paid during the 3 years the case was pending. But that's how it came down. And then we ended up getting a judgment on the pleadings. We didn't go to a trial.
Okay.
On the
you'd think after you got a prejudgment writ, they might have some sense of what the outcome was going to be.
You'd think.
Okay.
From the same judge.
Yeah.
But they're getting paid.
Well.
Anyway.
Money.
Thought that would be of interest because this does come up. And we've had it. We had it with the city of Pittsburgh, if you remember. Where they stopped.
That Delta Daglo or
no, the city was actually
oh, city of
yeah, city of Pittsburgh, it's San Ramon.
Pittsburgh.
I don't think San Ramon.
I don't recall San Ramon.
Yes,
but they took all their liability with them. Which that was a different thing. So I don't remember whether we have a diminishing or declining employer policy in place here. So that's what we at Orange County, we adopted to deal with this situation, a policy about how we're going about it, and we put it out to all 19 of the districts that participate in the system so that everybody knew.
And send them a bill all the time.
Send them a bill. I argue not that anybody.
Thank you, Harvey.
Thank you.
Trustee comments.
We are going.
I think you're right there.
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, meeting adjourned then. Thank you, everyone.